Hey everybody, my name is Dustin Yankowski, Campus Life Pastor at the Westerville Campus. Today we're going to be looking at Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 18. And I'm going to go ahead and read that real quick. It says, "Let love be genuine, abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good, love one another with brotherly affection, outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal, be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer, contribute to the needs of the saints, and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. And if possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all." So, Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 18. And so in an age where I think community is a buzzword, Romans 12 reminds us that that kind of community that we're called to as followers of Christ. In fact, even the heading of this section is marks of a true Christian, right? And so marks of a true Christian, there's a certain type of community that Jesus calls us to that's not casual, it's not convenient, and it's not consumeristic. It's super intentional. And so Christ-like that at times, it's costly. You know, Paul paints a picture of a radically different kind of people, a countercultural family who live the gospel out through everyday love, almost mundane actions, through just, you know, not glamorous ways, but it's visible that they belong to Jesus. And so let love be genuine. How it starts out in verse 9. This is where community begins, with real, authentic love. Not in the same way, oh, I love dessert, or I love, you know, this TV show. It's the same word, love, but that's not what he's getting at. Not this surface level or even masking a hidden agenda. But in Greek, the word for genuine means without hypocrisy. That means no pretending. Community built on a mask, wearing a mask, cannot thrive. And Jesus calls us to take those masks off and show up with honesty and grace in our brokenness, in our mess, but without hypocrisy. Outdo one another in showing honor. Whew. Can you imagine just for a second what being a part of a community where everybody was trying to outdo the other in honoring the others would look like? Especially in a world where we compete for status, where we try to stand out, to be in a church or part of a body of believers where we compete to lift others up. Ah, man, that kind of honoring and love would cultivate safety and belonging, and it would be unique in the world. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep, that part. This is perhaps one of the clearest pictures of true community, this shared emotions, this celebrating others' wins without envying them, but also entering others' pains without rushing to try to fix it. And this is the power of presence. Just being. Not performance, which defines our culture. And this, do not overcome evil with evil, but overcome evil with good. You know, in community, wounds happen, but we overcome division and resentment and betrayal, not with revenge, but with goodness. Forgiveness and peacemaking aren't optional. I mean, it's the foundation of our relationship with Christ, and as our relationship with others, it's the same. You know, that's how we fight darkness with light. Sometimes, I guess I would say almost every time, community is hard. Community is hard, but when done Jesus' way, it becomes one of the most powerful witnesses of his kingdom on earth. And so I'm going to pray for us, and I just invite you to pray along with me and ask God to search your heart. One, How can you take a step towards this biblical community, this community that Paul describes in all those different ways that we've talked about? What's your next step? And so I'm going to pray. If you would pray with me, that'd be great. God, your words, God, are piercing, convicting, they're comforting. They're all the things, God. And I know that you have something for me and for us, your church, with how you want your family, your sons and daughters, to interact with one another. God, I know, I confess that I don't always love with sincerity. And I ask for your help to do that, to make my heart so soft towards people that love would be genuine, not from obligation, but from a sincere heart that's shaped by how you love me. And Jesus, teach me to honor others above myself in a world that seeks to elevate ourselves. Teach me to honor others above me and to be an encourager of people in my community. And Holy Spirit, I ask you to give me the courage to enter into other people's messes, the joys, the sorrows, whatever it is, even when it's uncomfortable. Would you help me just to enter into that space? God, thank you for always being patient with us. And I pray that we would, as your word says, practice hospitality on purpose. God, you have warmly welcomed us into your family. Help us to warmly welcome others with the hope that they sense that it's not a love of this world. God, it's a love that comes from you, God. We love you and thank you so much for your word and your truth. Just pray that you would help us apply it and learn from it and help it change us. It's in your name I pray. Amen.